So a resurgent Taliban, rampant corruption. It's not a pretty picture in Afghanistan 14 years after 9/11 and the U.S. decision to intervene there. And actually, I want to take you back to that time for a few minutes now. Late 2001, a time when few Americans were in the country, and this man was on a mission.
When we had entered Afghanistan, I had been given instructions to accomplish a series of things. Number one was destroy the Taliban because they wouldn't surrender bin Laden. Destroy al-Qaeda as an organization, and then, of course, finally, eliminate bin Laden.
That's Gary Burnson. He was the CIA commander in eastern Afghanistan, and as we just heard, he was on the hunt for al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Burnson spoke recently to our colleagues at the BBC, recalling the moment when the Taliban regime collapsed in December of 2001.
Bin Laden had fled Kabul. He'd moved along the road in a massive group. There were about 750 to 1,000 people with him. They had moved south to the White Mountains.
That's where the cave and bunker complex of Tora Bora was, near the border with Pakistan. Burnson wanted the U.S. military to move in with a large force immediately.
They had to move very, very quickly. I had made my best case for that. When I realized that I wasn't going to get support for that, I decided to go alone.
Alone actually meant with just a handful of men, four Americans and 10 Afghans. Burnson had them scale a mountain from where they could see the enemy and call in massive airstrikes.
And I did not inform CIA headquarters that I was doing this. I did everything possible to initiate a battle without asking for their permission because I was very concerned that they wouldn't authorize any of it. They would want to know how many people I had. There would have been a slew of questions. I didn't want any questions. I didn't want to hear anything from anybody. And I didn't care if I was fired or relieved either. I was just going to do it.
To provide more muscle, Burnson used his language skills and wads of cash to assemble a local Afghan militia. Then he had these 2,000 or so volunteers attack on the ground.
When you send people off and you are conducting unconventional warfare, there aren't straight battle fronts. It's a confused situation on the ground. You are working with people that are unreliable, and there were times there where I felt that there were some serious disconnects. The largest disconnect, of course, was that with Department of Defense, because I understood that my mission was to kill bin Laden. I'm not sure that everybody in DOD understood that.
Another disconnect was the failure to have Pakistani troops seal the border, and bin Laden ultimately was able to escape into Pakistan. But Burnson believes the battle was worthwhile.
It was, of course, a flawed masterpiece. Part of it was a failure on the part of policymakers to recognize that they needed to shift tactics. But at that last piece, at the end, we needed a larger number of American forces. But the Department of Defense didn't recognize the importance, and all I could do was manage the forces I had to destroy as many members of al-Qaeda as possible. Bin Laden limped out of there. His force was destroyed. It took years to rebuild it. Many of his closest, most capable people died on the ground in our response to 9/11, and many of them died in Tora Bora.
Gary Burnson was CIA field commander in eastern Afghanistan in 2001. He spoke recently with Rebecca Kesby for the BBC program Witness.